The Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now, on that same day, when Jesus had appeared to Mary Magdalene, two disciples were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are you discussing with each other while you are walking along?" They stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place there in these days?" He asked, "What things?" They replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some women of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find the body there, they came back and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the woman had said, but they did not see him." Then he said to them, "Oh, how foolish you are, how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into his glory? Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them the things about himself in all the scriptures." As they came near the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if that he were going on. But they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, because it is almost evening, and the day is now nearly over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at table with them, he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?" That same hour, they got up and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and their companions gathered together. They were saying, "The Lord has risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon." Then they told him what had happened on the road and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
invite you to be seated. The Road to Emmaus is a story, I think, for all disappointed Christians. Even though it's the first time Cleopas is mentioned, he and his friend have been followers of Jesus, obviously. They're familiar with all the events that happened, including the women and the empty tomb of that very morning. This is still the first Easter Sunday. It takes them a long time to walk the 7 miles from Jerusalem to Emmaus, kind of trudging along, perhaps sadness weighing them down. Not only are they grieving the death of their rabbi Jesus, not only don't they know what to make of the story of the women, but they know something should happen today that really hasn't happened. All of their high hopes have fallen, and there's nothing left to do for them but to go home, back to ordinary life. And this, then, is when Jesus meets them on the road, when they're full of sadness and disappointment and doubt. And notice what takes place. First, Jesus opens the scriptures to them, helping them not simply make sense of recent events in light of the scripture, but to make sense of all of the scripture, indeed all of life, in light of the cross. Everything is to be read through the lens of a God who comes in the least place, last place we expect. Next, at dinner, Jesus begins the meal, as he'd done at the Last Supper, with the customary blessing and breaking of the bread. And amid these simple customary actions, their eyes are open and they recognize not merely the person Jesus, but somehow the presence of the Lord Almighty, the God whose powerful word called light from darkness and gives life to the dead. Now, they don't trudge back to Jerusalem, they fly back. Within an hour, they're with the other disciples in Jerusalem, sharing what's happened. So you see, this story is for disappointed Christians of all times and places. Christians who thought that their faith would make a real difference in life, who thought that there was a before and an after to the Christian life. Those who are sad that what they'd expected of the faith hasn't really come to pass. This could mean people who are so active and involved in church life that it's become humdrum and a matter of business as usual. It could also mean people who at one point felt a burning in their heart and have fallen away from church or the faith because it wasn't sustained and everything became ordinary, regular again. See, we, believers and unbelievers, are Cleopas and his companion. Many of us, many among us, are sad or disappointed at times with God or the faith or the church. We know the road to Emmaus up close and personal. Sunday worship is that little place on the road where Jesus met Cleopas and friend. Sunday worship, when we Christians gather together wherever and whenever we gather in Jesus' name. See, Jesus knows that we need a little place on the road, little pit stop, if you will, where he stops with us, walks with us as a community, and opens the scriptures to us in preaching and song. This is also the place where every week bread is broken, wine is poured, and the risen Lord comes among us to find us, meet us, forgive us. Here, Christ comes to you, no matter what disappointment or doubt you brought with you this morning, just as he met Cleopas in the midst of his doubts. And then we get sent out again, just as all disciples do of every time and place, to tell of the good news, the surprising good news of the God you find in the last place you expect, on an instrument of death, in the breaking of the bread. To tell this to sad and disappointed Christians who don't yet realize that all Christians experience sadness and disappointment on an ongoing roller coaster ride throughout life. We're sent to tell them where they can find the little pit stop, the gathering, the church, where Jesus stops us, meets us, and opens the word and breaks the bread, meets us on the road. Each Sunday, we go back from here to Emmaus, our regular, ordinary lives. Perhaps, though, trusting God for life's meaning, which makes the ordinary a bit divine, well, at least for a little while. Sometimes we don't even get as far as the parking lot when our self-determination and control takes over and plucks away faith again. And so we come back here. We are gathered by the Spirit over and over again to a little pit stop to get our eyes opened and our hearts set on fire. See, actually, the road to Emmaus isn't a story for disappointed Christians. It is our Christian life in this world. And each Sunday is a day of arising. Amen.